54 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets this morning with Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. And we got more green on the screen as we continue to trade this wet weather, especially out west where some heavy rainfall fell again over the weekend. The forecast continues to call for some pretty sizable totals, especially out to the western states. Expected crop progress to continue to be limited. There were some corn planted around parts of the Midwest, so around the raindrops. So we should see crop progress tick up a little bit tonight. Expecting crop progress to be around 50% planted on corn, around 20% on beans, and around 60 to 62% on spring wheat. All three of those numbers are going to be behind the five-year average. So that continues to offer some support. We have July corn today at 389 and three quarters. That's up 6 1/4. September corn at 396 and three quarters, up 6 1/4. December corn at 403 and three quarters, up 5 1/2. July soybeans at 836, up 14 1/4. August soybeans at 842 1/2, up 14 1/4. November soybeans at 861, that's up 13 3/4. Yep. July Chicago wheat at 478 and three quarters, up 13 3/4. December at 497 and three quarters, that's up 13 1/2. July Kansas City wheat at 438 1/2, up 18 1/4. July Minneapolis wheat at 539 1/4, that's up 11 1/2. Livestock markets are mixed here. June cattle 111.60, that's up 32. August cattle 108.67, that's down 25. May feeders 133.95, down 57. August feeders 144.37, down $1.12. June hogs 92.85, up 47. July hogs at 94.22, up $1.22. Export inspections will be out this morning. And then, like I said, crop progress report out at 3 o'clock Central Time. Most of the market focus will be on that here this afternoon. No real update on the China trade talks. It continues to be talked that the two leaders of the two countries may meet at the G20 meetings here in June. We did see July corn trade into new recent highs here this morning, 391.5. As the high here today, presently around 390. July corn is trading above all the major moving averages, which has happened all in this last week. So we continue to see a little producer engagement here today on this rally, continue to be driven by the forecast here, Brian.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for that update.
Have a great day. Thank you.
You bet. That's Aaron Curtis joining us from Midco over in Bloomington on this Monday morning. It's 8:59, a quick check of current conditions. I'm seeing a little bit of sunshine here this morning, 54 degrees in Urbana. Northwest wind around 15 miles per hour, 50 degrees in Bloomington Normal, 54 in Decatur, 56 in Danville, 58 in Charleston, Mattoon. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says partly cloudy skies, cooler temperatures today, high of 64 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 47. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a chance of thunderstorms late in the day and a high of 66 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow night with a low of 57. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 54 degrees at 9 o'clock. 1A is next.